Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those that we've promised to pray for. Now, if we don't want to live as dogs and pigs, if we want to be set free from the vices that enslave us, an essential step is to make a searching and fearless and honest examination of conscience, so that we can see which particular vices enslave us, so that we can take those to confession and, with the grace of God, begin to work to overcome them. But the first step is to know which ones have us. So in our meditation today and tomorrow, we're going to provide you a detailed examination of conscience that you can then work through every day for the next week, and then you'll see your patterns clearly, which is the first step to being set free. Now, all sin begins with pride, and pride is not one of the seven deadly sins. All sin is pride. Pride is like ice cream. It comes in a variety of flavors. Vanity, envy, sloth, anger, greed, gluttony, lust. Pride is to say, I don't need God and His plan. I can do it on my own. I can do it my way. But God is the foundation of existence. And if you remove Him as your foundation, then you become the foundation. But you're not wise or strong or big enough. That's why you feel overwhelmed, anxious, angry, because you're trying to be the Atlas of the universe. Remember Atlas? He was the Titan condemned to hold up the universe on his shoulders forever. He's got the weight of the world on him. Well, your universe rests on your shoulders now, and that's why it's overwhelming and unmanageable. So pride is a break with God's order. Pride says, I don't need this boat, God and His plan. In fact, I'm getting out of the boat and into the ocean. And then panic sets in and you say, I can't deal with this. Well, because you can't. And then we try to soothe or escape the pressure, the pain, with the addiction to busyness, entertainment, food, alcohol, drugs, porn. So we have to admit our addiction to pride. And it is humility that overcomes pride, because to be humble is to live in reality. You're not the Atlas of the universe, God is. The weight of the world doesn't rest on your shoulders, it rests on His. Now here's the remedy to anxiety, worry, and panic. If God is my Father, then no matter what happens, I'll be okay, because He works all things for good. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If pride is the root of all sin, vanity is the first of the deadly sins. Vanity is the disordered concern for self-image. It's the vice of caring too much about what other people think, especially people who aren't close with us. So many of us care more about what strangers think than the people who really know us. And we're tempted to give more energy to being liked or esteemed by colleagues or competitors or strangers, instead of putting real effort into talking and listening to our spouse or our kids or our elderly parents or getting coffee with a friend. And most of all, of listening to God in prayer. Why do we care so much about what other people think? Because praise is supposed to be directed to some excellence. So it's natural for us to praise, to esteem excellent things and excellent people, but to receive praise just for the sake of praise, that's completely empty. So it's not praise that we should seek. We should strive to become praiseworthy. We should strive to become excellent humans, people who are virtuous, who excel in their duties and responsibilities. We should strive for what is honorable rather than honor. Then if we're praised, we should say thank you and thank God. That's why Aquinas says that the truly virtuous person, the magnanimous person, doesn't care about doing what will get praised, but about doing what is praiseworthy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and never shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Envy is the second deadly sin. We can use achievements and attributes of others to spur ourselves on to pursue them. For example, Mother Teresa's joy can be an inspiration for us to work at being cheerful in all circumstances. But envy is sadness at the sight of another's goods and a moderate desire to acquire them for oneself, even unjustly. Now, there are two sides of the envy coin: sadness at someone else's good, or pleasure at someone else's downfall. If the success or blessings of your friend, family member, neighbor, or even competitor displeases you, it's clear that you suffer from some degree of envy. And if you gossip, then you certainly suffer from envy. Now, a lot of people may act like well-wishers, but they seem to really thrive on bad news, and they certainly delight in repeating any misfortune, especially scandals, that happen to their friends and families. If you're in that camp, then you definitely have an envy problem. But if we love our neighbor, we'll be united with him in love, and then we'll see every good thing for him is a good thing for ourselves. As C.S. Lewis wrote, God wants to bring the man to the state of mind in which he could design the best cathedral in the world and know it to be the best and rejoice in the fact without being any more or less or otherwise glad at having done it than he would be if it had been done by someone else. This might sound like a difficult ideal, but it is the ideal we have to reach if we want to avoid the unhappiness of the green-eyed monster of envy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The next deadly sin is sloth, otherwise known as achadia. God created you to share in his divine life, to be like God and live like God forever. That is a high calling, but that's what you were made for. Sloth is a boredom, a sadness, an aversion, almost a hatred for spiritual things. Joseph Pieper says a slothful man, he would prefer to be less great in order to avoid the obligation of greatness. The person who suffers from sloth wishes that God had not created him to share in divine life, because it will require some effort on our part. And the slothful man almost says to God, "Why couldn't you have just left me alone?" So sloth is a sorrow, a boredom with the spiritual life. It's being bored with the things of God, which results in a spiritual apathy or complacency, and even worse, to have an aversion towards spiritual things like prayer, rooting out vices and practicing the virtue, receiving Jesus more often in the Eucharist or reconciliation. Basically, everything that matters most. And it results in the effort to escape the invitation to become godlike through busyness, workaholism, entertainment, news, sports, drunkenness, drug use, pornography, and sex. Joseph Pieper writes, "Achadia is a sadness or sorrow that lacks courage for the great things that are proper to the nature of a Christian. It's a kind of anxious vertigo that befalls the human individual when he becomes aware of the height to which God has raised him. One who is trapped in achadia has neither the courage nor the will to be as great as he really is. He would prefer to be less great in order thus to avoid the obligation to greatness." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now there are two symptoms of sloth, and it might surprise you, neither one is laziness. The first symptom of sloth is busyness. It's what causes a person to say, I just don't have time for prayer. And the second symptom is distraction. And both are a kind of restlessness. And when you're restless, it means you're not at peace with your life, which is supposed to be an image of God, destined for glory, to be a saint. And if you're not on track, then you're going to be restless. And the way you cope with being restless is that you try to take your mind off of it, either by busyness or distraction with entertainment. Netflix, or binging, or the constant need for new experiences. So sloth results in the effort to escape the invitation to become godlike through, as we've said, busyness, workaholism, entertainment, news, sports, drunkenness, drug use, pornography, or sex. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits, who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So just as a reminder, if we want to be set free from the vices that enslave us, the first step is to identify which ones have us enslaved. And that requires an examination of conscience. So I encourage you to look back over this transcript each day. You'll quickly be able to see your patterns, your bad habits, which we call vices, that we then take to the sacrament of reconciliation and we submit them to the power of Jesus, who is the only one who can forgive us, but he's also the only one who has the power to set us free. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.